another direction. So Elijah went, probably because God knows what will happen after Elijah prophesied that there will be no rain. Imagine that there will be no rain. Actually, it's said in the Bible, we read it in chapter 19, but it's about 3.5 years that there will be no rain. So God knows that Elijah might be in danger because of the word that he prophesied to King Ahab. That's why God told to Elijah to go and hide yourself in the brook, drink in the brook, and then I will ask birds, the raven, to give you meat and bread in the morning and in the evening. When I'm reading this, church, oh, really, God is so unique. God is so, he is the author of everything, because even before the Deliveroo and Food Panda is being done or being made, God already started the delivery, which is God uses raven to bring, you know, meat and bread. And when you say bread, this is already baked, not a raw bread. And probably God will not deliver a raw meat. Probably it's also cooked, because it doesn't say in the Bible that Elijah had to cook the meat. So God delivered a ready-to-eat food for Elijah for every morning and every night. So God provided Elijah food in the brook. And then when the brook dried down, the word of the Lord came again and said, okay, Elijah, you don't have any water now. Go to the place of Sarephath, wherein I'm instructed a widow, so that widow will going to provide food for you. So Elijah listened and went to Sarephath, and he met the widow. And then he said to the widow, said, okay, please kindly bake me a little cake so that I may eat. And then this widow, she responded, said, okay, I'm getting a stick right now, and we have a small flour in our house and a small oil. And we're going to bake that and cook that and eat with my son, and then we're going to wait for us to die. Because there is a severe famine. Imagine if there's no rain, there will be no crops, there will be no harvest in the farms. So there's a great famine because of this. No rain. But then Elijah said, go and bake me. And then this widow, take it, even though in her mind it is so little, it will not enough for them. But ever since the widow followed the instruction of Elijah, the little flour and the little oil never runs for 3.5 years. God provided not only Elijah for his food, but even God blesses the widow and his son because they obey the word of God and they receive Elijah. Seems the story is getting is smooth, getting okay, good. God provided Elijah, God provided for the widow and his son. But all of a sudden, there's a turn of event during this course, that the son of the widow got sick and eventually died. Now imagine, the widow is starting to see and witness the miracles and the goodness of God, and then all of a sudden, his son died. And see the immediate reaction of the widow. He came to Elijah and said, what have you done? You to me, did you come here to remember, to make me remember my sin? In other words, Elijah, are you here to put judgment in my life because of the sin that I made? You know, church, it is easy to put our place like in the widow's place, that when there is things that is happening in our life, things, circumstances that is beyond our comprehend, circumstances or event that is, you know, we are not expecting, it is easy, and we are asking questions and we need an answer, and sometimes it is easy to guess when we cannot receive or where we are not receiving the answer. That is why the same thing what is what is happening to the widow. He presumed that it is the work of God, that God is bringing judgment to his, to her family, especially taking her son and to die. If I am Elijah and in that time, I might say, "Oh, I am not doing anything." But Elijah remains silent. It is the same thing written in John chapter 9, 1, 3, the reaction of the widow and the reaction of the disciples when the disciples are asking the Lord Jesus with regards who sinned. In John chapter 9, verse 1, 3, who sinned? Is it the mother, the parents, or the child that he born blind? This is the questions of the disciples. And then the answer of the Lord, if you read in chapter 9 of John, verse 3, said, "As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciple asked him, 'Rabbi, who sinned? Who sinned? This man or his parents, that he was born blind?' 'Neither,' the Lord Jesus answered, 'neither this man nor his parents sinned,' said Jesus, 'but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life.'" The disciple asked a question with a guess in their mind. They asked, "Who sinned? Is it the parents or the man that will be born blind?" But actually what the Lord is saying when he said, "Neither," he said, you are guessing and you are mistaken. Because God wants to show, for them to learn what is the greater purpose why this child born blind. It's not who sinned, it's neither the parents or the son, but God wants to display. That's why he said, "But this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life." God wants to show to his disciple, that's why these things happen to this man, because God wants to display his purpose, great purpose in the life of this man. Same thing happened in John 11, 14, 15. We remember that story when Mary and Martha gave a report to the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord Jesus Christ is in the field, way from the place of Martha, Lazarus, and Mary. It said that your friend Lazarus is sick. Jesus knew that the news, but he did not go. Probably they are trying to say, "Oh, can't we? Will you please come and heal Lazarus, your friend?" Probably that's what they are trying to say. But the Bible said they just reported that Lazarus is sick. But we know in the story that the Lord Jesus Christ stayed and did not go where Lazarus was. He is sick. John 11, 25 said that God, the Lord Jesus, let's read that in John 11. Jesus told his disciple plainly, "Lazarus is dead." The Lord Jesus knew that Lazarus is dead. "And for your sake, I am glad I was not there so that you may believe, but let us go to him." So we know that when they arrived, the Lord Jesus and the disciples, Lazarus already dead and he's already in the tomb. The Lord Jesus want to glorify God, want to glorify the Father himself, so that the believers, the disciple, will see that he is the resurrection in the life. That and he who believes in him will live and even though he dies. In their own eyes, they see the manifestation, the power to glorify God, that from the tomb, this dead person goes to life again. And in their own eyes, they see the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and even his word that he is the resurrection and the life. And he who believes in him will live even though he dies. In this kind of situation happened to the widow, it is kind of crisis that is called for all person, even her, to trust God for the greater purpose of the circumstances that she is facing. It's easy to think and, you know, to correlate that if you do good things happen to you. God will going to provide, prevent any calamities in your life. Yes, probably yes. But the Bible said in Matthew 5:45, He causes His Son, S-U-N, to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and in unrighteous. So both the rain and the sun comes, the Lord God caused the sun and the rain comes, both in the righteous and in the unrighteous. And even said the Lord Jesus in John 16:33 said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world we'll have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. The Lord Jesus himself confirmed that we, even the disciples said, we also can experience trouble in this world. We are not exempted. We are still walking on the ground, our feet still touching the ground, and we know that this world is not our home. We are a sojourner, we are a foreigner in this world, and we have a home, just said in the Lord Jesus Christ in John 14, that in my Father's house are many mansions. Our home is the Lord Jesus prepared in heaven in the Father's house. So we are not exempted. No, we are not exempted. That good people can also face hardship and pain because God has a greater purpose. Our comfort in life is not His paramount concern. His will in our lives is His concern about our character and growth. Imagine, church, the moment when we experience things that is beyond unthinkable and it is impossible for us, why we are experiencing these things, God are doing things in His greater purpose. Have you ever experienced that before you become a Christian, you are not experiencing this kind of situation in your life? And then when you became the believers in Christ, you were surprised that you experienced new things. New things means it can be good or bad, but you are experiencing these things that you are not experiencing when you are not in the body of Christ, because God are doing His greater purpose in your life. He may use good things. He may use unpleasant things to carry out His greater purpose. So, going back, the widow accused Elijah. He accused Elijah that, you know, he is bringing the judgment of God in her family. But what did Elijah do? He didn't answer. He did not, oh, no, I did not do that. He did not, you know, he did not defend himself. What did Elijah? None. Because there is no such things, words that said, and the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Nothing. That is why Elijah remained silent. Sometimes things happening in us, in our life, we cannot understand. Don't guess and don't speculate, because our guess, when we guess, sometimes we tend to follow our guess, which is wrong, which is sometimes not the will of God. Even sometimes we hear other, you know, guesses, others' interpretations. But the question is that right? If there's now no word that is coming from the Lord, it's better to remain silent. Even sometimes still there's question from the ladies asking us, why is it happening for us, this kind of things? Sometimes we haven't received any answer from the Lord. So what we told them is, let us just pray and ask what the Lord answer our questions. That is why in 1 Kings 17, 19 to 21, this is what Elijah done. He did not give any answer, to the accusation of the widow, but this is what he's done. "Give me your son," Elijah replied. He took him from her arms, carried him on the upper room where he was staying, and laid him on his bed. Then he cried out to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, have you brought tragedy also upon this widow I'm staying with by, causing her son to die?" You know, this answer of Elijah, I think even Elijah doesn't know really the purpose of God at this time. That is why he is saying that, "Oh Lord, my God, have you brought tragedy also upon this widow?" Even Elijah doesn't, you know, that time discern what the Lord purpose, why it is this is happening to the life of the widow. Then he stretched himself out on the boy three times and cried out to the Lord, "Oh Lord, oh Lord, my God, let this boy's life turn to him." When Elijah doesn't know what is the answer, when Elijah doesn't understand what is happening, what he did is he came to the Lord, pray, and seek God's perfect will. Elijah sought the Lord. This was the wisest thing to do. He cried out to God. Church, even us, when we face a difficult things in our life, it is easy to say and it's easy to think that probably because of our sin, or probably, oh, this is the will of God. No, probably say, "Oh, these things happening to me because of that, because of that, because of that." But let's see and learn what Elijah did. Elijah come to God and pray and seek the will of God. We pray because we do not understand what's happening. What are we going through? We don't speculate. We don't speculate. We don't guess. We seek the Lord and His will. As he prayed, Elijah was led to make a bold request to God. You know, church, in the history from Genesis up to the first king, there is no such record in the Bible that dead men came into life. This is a very bold request from Elijah, that this boy, Elijah asking God that God will bring life to this boy. This is the first resurrection. This is the first record in the Bible that dead came into life. I believe so, that even Elijah, he prayed these things and he doesn't know if this was going to answered by God. But even this is the first time that a man prayed this kind of prayer to him, God answered the prayer of Elijah, because God cares for the son and the widow. It was a prayer of faith. It was a request to Almighty God. Elijah was not demanding. Pleading for God's grace and mercy for a widow who has already lost her husband and couldn't afford to lose her only son. When life caves in, we don't put finger at God. Yeah, so sometimes it's easy to do that. I heard even me sometimes that, "Lord, why you are doing this to me?" We already easily to put finger to our God. We plead with him for grace and mercy. We come to pray and plead him with grace and mercy, for we cannot afford to be angry with God. Why? Because we need him in that moment. No one could ever help us in that very difficult situation and circumstances that we're facing. Only God can help us to go through and to be victorious. No time to get angry and doubt with him. In crisis that we are facing, the last thing that we have to do is to doubt God. We cannot afford that. We need him most in such time. In 1 Kings 17:20-24, as we go along, the Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him. And he lived. Elijah picked up the child and carried him down from the room in the house. So he gave to his mother and said, "Look, your son is alive." Then the woman said, "Elijah, now I know that you are man of God and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth." When Elijah came to God and pray, the Lord hears his prayer. Our God, God of Elijah, God of Moses, the God of Jacob, the God of John, the God of Peter, Paul, the God of Pizam, the God of Lisa, God of Samuel, God of our God is the same yesterday and forever. He is the same God who answered and listened the prayer of Elijah when he seeked the will of God. The same God that we have today, that when we are facing at difficult times, to the point that our understanding cannot truly comprehend the things that we are facing, when we come to God and ask and seek His will, God will hear and answer our prayer. Yes, the boy died, but God cares. Yes, a terrible thing happened, but God can use it. Not that God caused the bad things to happen, but when the boy died, God used a sad thing to accomplish something more amazing. Amen? God can use circumstances, sad and good, to carry out His purpose and do something more amazing. I have so many testimonies to share, but you know, we are lack of time, but I can give you one quick. In the Philippines, we have a brother in Christ. He's only the one believer in Christ. The whole family is not. He's become one of the lay pastors in the church, and time come that he died. And then we have, because he's our brother in Christ, we need to do a necrological service, which is the last day of the funeral, and then after that, they have to put him in the grave. And then the whole church came to that necrological service, and our pastor shared, senior pastor shared. And then after the proclamation of the gospel, sharing the word of God, yes, this is a very sad thing to happen. But he said that, you know, he's so happy in the heaven, and he is now interceding for his family so that you also be saved. These sad things happen. God uses it because right now, even now, the whole family is already saved and with a relationship with God. And even the son and the mother is serving the Lord Jesus in one of the local churches in the Philippines. It is a sad thing, but God made amazing things by saving the family. God isn't just provider of things. He is the Lord of life and death. God's power extends over into the realm of death. Death is not God's will. God is the giver of new life, even for those who know that they are sinners. And we have the full revelation of the will of God because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lesson learned in this story, as I've said in Romans chapter 15, that the story that's written in old is for us to learn, is that when we are facing things that we cannot understand, we have to understand that God is doing something. This is for those who are in Christ, just like written in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that God works all things together for good to those who love God and called according to His purpose. God are carrying out His greater purpose. And when these things happening to us, come to God, pray and seek His will. And God will answer our prayer. Just like it said in Isaiah 55 verse 11 said, that my word will not return empty. It will accomplish the way or the purpose that being said and God will accomplish which is pleases Him. All we need to do is come to God. Yes, we believe that things, every one of us, there's some experience, there's some things happening in our life right now. Yes, we may be sitting in that chair. Nothing we can see in our face that is worriness or anxieties, but God knows what is in our heart. God knows what is in our mind. You have questions, even those who are listening online, you have questions what is happening. Don't doubt to God. Don't get angry to God. Come to God. Come to Jesus. Seek His will. And let Him, you know, carry His greater purpose in your circumstances. Amen? So as I invite our worship to lead us in our prayer. First Peter said in 5:7, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares. Cast all your worriness, anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Let's worship.
Falling on my knees in worship, giving all I am to seek your face. Lord, all I am is yours. My whole life I place in your hands, God of mercy, but I bow down in your presence at your throne. I call, you answer. Came to my rescue, and now I wanna be where you are. I call, you answer, and you came to my rescue, and now I wanna be where you are. to my rescue, and I want to be where you are. I called, you answered, and you came to my rescue, and I want to be where you are.
What a beautiful song. I call and you answer and you come to my rescue. You know, church, the whole story that we read, just started, actually it's a rescue from God. God knows that he's going to rescue widow and a son. Because if the widow said that God caused the son is died to die, God knows that. Because he wants to change the heart of mind of the widow. She already experiencing the miracle of God from turning the little flour and a little oil. If God will going to kill his son, God should not send Elijah to do miracles. But God using this to do a greater purpose, and amazing things happened to the life of the widow. When the widow met Elijah, he said, "Your God." But after his son come back to life again, it's no longer your God. It is our God. Yes, church, God can use the things we are facing. Maybe you are in that situation right now. God is carrying us a purpose. And from that, amazing things will come first in your life. Growth in your character, in your faith, and your love in God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for you know whom this word, O God, manifesting your power and glory right now. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of your word that will manifest in his and their life right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And let us pray. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters and friends who are suffering cancers and having chemotherapy and radiation and surgery. Let's lift them up. As we have studied, God has a purpose, and let that purpose, they will seek God and find healing and receive that greater purpose and amazing things that will come unto their life. Let's pray. Continue to pray for our friends, brothers, and sisters who are suffering illness at the same time needed salvation. Let us pray. Thank you. Let's also pray for those who are suffering infirmities. God said that by my stripes you were healed. So let's lift them up and claim the healing that is in the Lord Jesus. Let us pray. So I continue to pray for those who are looking for the jobs. Pray for God's opportunity. Pray for faith to arise, patience, comfort, provisions, and trust in the Lord. Let's pray. We also pray for Hong Kong, pray for the government, World Cup, Revival, Churches, Sports and Services, Shanti, YWAM, Stan Asia, Sons and Daughters, Mother's Choice, Hong Kong Korean Church, students, domestic helpers, families in distress. So let's lift up our city. So also continue to lift up our staff in SP. Let's pray. Lift up the hospitality, the welcoming, and the barista. At the same time, the worship team, the sound, and the AV team. Let's pray. Also, let's lift up all the pregnant mother, women in our church, Caitlin, Yiling, Jade, and others. So, let's pray for covering and protection, good health for the mom and the babies, and at the same time, quick and less pain delivery. Let's pray and lift them up. And also, let's lift up the house church that we're gathering tonight, the Blue Pool, First Street, Puntana, Hopewell, K House, OPR, and Princeton. Let's pray for the presence of the Lord, anointing of God, leading of the Holy Spirit, and the joy and the presence of God in the midst, and lead them, the Holy Spirit, lead them in their sharing and discussion. Let's pray. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that even now we put our faith and trust in you, Lord God, that all those prayers that we uttered and listed, O Lord God, in the prayer request, Lord, in your perfect timing and your perfect will, Lord God, answered will come, O Lord God, one by one by one by one, Lord God. And we will, Lord God, have faith, Lord God, that Lord, the list of those with sickness, infirmities, God, will decrease, O Lord God, because answered prayer will come, Lord God, in their life, O Lord God. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you for the healing. Thank you, Lord God, for your divine great purpose of the old things that is happening in our life. Help us, God, to continue trust in you. Help us, God, to continue believe and obey, O Lord God, in you. Help us not to focus, Lord God, on the things what is happening to us, but to focus of what are you going to bring, O God, in the things that we are facing today. That if we seek you and seek your will and trust in you, God, amazing things will happen, Lord God. Just like when the storm comes, after, when a storm left, Lord God. Yes, we know, God, that there is some trees fell, Lord God. There's so many leaves, oh Lord God. But we know, God, you have a great purpose. You cleanse the atmosphere, God. You regenerate life, oh Lord God, coming from that after storm, God. But Lord God, we know that we are your children, that we are always in your hands. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this great word. Thank you for your word. And thank you for all the prayers and answered prayer, God. We bless you. We honor you. We give you glory, strength, power, and might in all adoration. You are so awesome, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time, and God bless us all.